Of course, elections alone don't guarantee a democratic outcome. Just look at Ivory Coast. Elections were held in the West African nation last November. The incumbent president, Laurent Gbagbo, lost the vote, but he has refused to hand power to the internationally recognized winner, Alassane Ouattara. More than 400 people have died in post-election violence. The UN says dozens have died in heavy fighting during the last 24 hours. And there are fears that Ivory Coast is sliding back into civil war, something the elections were supposed to avoid. The BBC's John James is in Ivory Coast's biggest city, Abidjan. John, it's been a violent day in Ivory Coast. What's been going on there?
We've had protests really throughout the day in various areas of the city, particularly one in Abobo, which has really been the scene of most of the violence over the last few days or so. A group of women were protesting there, just calling for a peaceful solution to the crisis and also that their candidate, Alassane Ouattara, be allowed to take control. They were fired on by the police, and we're talking about at least 7 dead amongst the women there. So violent scenes there in Abobo. Elsewhere, women were tear-gassed and were chased by the forces of law and order, who are still loyal to Laurent Gbagbo, the incumbent president.
You mentioned women getting tear-gassed as well. Are women specifically gearing up to organize and demonstrate?
This idea of women protesting has been something really we've seen increasingly over the last week or so. There's also a history of that, really. Women protesting was part of the independence movement here when the country was looking for independence from the former colonial masters, France. So it's part of the history, really, of protest, and we're seeing it being used again.
Now, Abidjan is in the south of Ivory Coast, on the coast, and the northern half of the country, we've heard, has been without electricity and running water for several days. The electrical company says armed men took over their distribution center Monday. What does this mean for people, and specifically for places like hospitals that need water and electricity?
We're talking about a huge area, really, of Ivory Coast, about 60% of the country, and we talk about millions of people now who've been without water and electricity, water particularly, because a lot of the water is pumped by electrical pumps, and so that's why that comes to an end. According to Alassane Ouattara's supporters, this is really an attack on people's basic human rights.
Now, John, your colleague, the BBC's James Fletcher, spoke this week with one of Laurent Gbagbo's advisors, a man named Abdon Bayeto. We'll hear an excerpt now from that interview, and Mr. Bayeto, from the sound of it, doesn't seem to be in the mood for compromise.
We win the election. The constitution of the country recognized the president as the winner. It's conducted business as usual. There's no war in Africa. What it is just an electoral dispute we're having here, and people are using it into a guerrilla war.
John James, in Abidjan, it doesn't sound like things are headed toward a resolution. Are Laurent Gbagbo and his people prepared to return to civil war?
Well, I mean, they're saying they're defending the country itself. They're saying that people are attacking the sovereignty of Ivory Coast and the way that people voted. So, yes, they do seem to be ready for a fight. And with both sides showing signs of rearming and preparing for more violence, I think many people here do fear the worst.
The BBC's John James in Abidjan, the biggest city in Ivory Coast. John, thanks very much.
Thank you.